CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Happy 21st, Delilah hey. From the CFM Street Team is here for our on-demand intro.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us for the intro of the on-demand episode.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
How's your birthday so far?
Pretty good, yeah.
You have, I talk over people. I'm really sorry about that bad habit. Your boy's birthday message in the birthday book.
I think he did that this morning. I was like, do you know they do shout outs on CFM? Maybe you should. And then he did one. But I don't know what he said, so that was lovely.
Oh, my God, it was so cute. It was
like full of love, I remember that.
And it was all in capitals as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So I had to say it with lots of energy. So I read it for you.
Thank you, man.
Because Adam dropped his, he went a little bit low energy vibes.
Drop the ball.
It was so long, the birthday list today.
Yeah, but we do wish them all a very happy birthday.
Oh, of course. Mostly Delilah, though.
Yeah, mostly Delilah. Mostly. Save the best till last.
We should have some kind of party on the weekend for Delilah's birthday.
Yeah, you're having a party?
Not having. Well, I had plans to go camping at Gunns Plains, but apparently it's pouring down with rain, so.
Yeah, showers.
We can camp.
Greens is indoors down at Burnie.
Greens is indoors.
I think we're talking about going to Greens anyway, so you're welcome to come.
Have you been?
No. Is it just like a, what is it?
It's notorious for being a dive.
Yeah, I think it's a nightclub.
Yeah.
Oh,
does it classify as a nightclub?
I've just heard.
Or is it like Central where it's like not really a club?
Borderline club?
Yeah.
Sticky floors, bit of an experience.
Yeah, what we want is we want sticky floors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only place in Burnie we know of that you can go out to.
And we want to go somewhere new.
Yeah, we haven't been.
Our bar is very low for where we want to go.
Don't have a go at them.
Sticky floors. No, but we could be going anywhere. I mean, we could really trek to Lonnie if we really wanted to. No, that's too hard.
No, it's not worth going all that way, though.
Support your locals. We'll go to Greens.
Yeah. Enjoy today's episode. We didn't say what's coming up, but you'll have to listen.
You'll find out.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Our voices are going.
Did your voice just croak? Drop?
We had a late night with the pamper package.
Oh my God, it was so much fun. Good morning, by the way. So yeah, we did a very last minute Coins for Kids event last night, just snuck in the nick of time. Over $400 though. Yep. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, put on by Joe at the body shop.
Yeah, so thank you so much to everyone who came out to the Devonport RSL yesterday. Do you know what my favourite thing about last night was? Besides that there was a platter.
I was going to say the platter, obviously.
The body shop bowls. That was so much fun. So they put some products at the end of the dance floor and you had to, you know, roll or slide your $2 coin and whoever got closest to the body shop product won.
Mm.
What a great way to raise money.
People were, as you would say, frothing on it too. People really got into it.
Yeah, I reckon that $400 was pretty much just from body shop bowls.
So a nice little booster to the Coins for Kids kitty.
Yeah,
so good on them. It was a good time, but a late night. You usually get Ari gets in because she's a maniac. 5 a.m.'s not early enough for her. She gets
4:40.
She gets in at 4:40.
I do. I'm trying to be a morning person, and I'm usually not a morning person.
Yeah.
And I'm thoughtful, so I don't want to wake my partner up. So I come here and I make my coffee and stuff here and get myself mentally prepared. And then 5 to 6, I'm like, what's absolutely gone on? What's going on today? And today I was late.
But today, 5:30, so good for you.
Yeah, I was actually on time today.
Good for you.
But struggle straight.
Finally, she sleeps in for like 45 extra minutes.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're at 1300 655 922. We're also on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. We're asking today, because just between us two and the coast, we're tired and grumpy today because we had a late one. So we want to vent today. What's your pet peeve?
We just want to get a little bit revved up, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You can hear it in her voice. She needs a revving.
Need a little bit of a revving. I have a pet peeve. So being a hospitality gal, actually really does bug me. If you are gluten-free and you say you are celiac and then say it's fine to have chips from the deep fryer that are next to chips, because sometimes the oil is not gluten-free, so a celiac couldn't have anything out of that deep fryer. But okay. they say that they're a celiac because they're gluten-free. But sometimes they're like me, being lactose intolerant. And they cross that border and they, you know, they might have cheese, they might have gluten. But if you are a legitimate celiac, you literally can't have anything. Like, you can't even touch a little bit of gluten and then serve their dish up. So that is a pet peeve of mine, because I know how important it is for celiacs and how serious it is for someone that is just gluten-free or keto and they say that they're celiac, so just so that they don't get your any
pet,
gluten.
Your pet peeve is gluten phonies.
Yeah, pretty much. So apologies if you are that person. But just don't do it, because it does ruin it, because what happens in the kitchen is if you get everyone coming in saying they're celiac and they're not, and they're like, oh, those chips are fine, you're kind of setting the tone for the rest of the celiacs that are, you know, that's why it's really hard to go out for meals. And I mean, you should know about this because you've been trying to cut out gluten.
Well, I just avoid it where I can, but I don't say I'm celiac or go nuts at a restaurant.
Yeah, good.
And sometimes I'll eat it. If I don't eat too much, it doesn't happen. But if I eat too much, my gut burns real bad. I get real bad reflux. And it was thanks to actually a CFM listener calling and telling me that.
Yeah, so thank you for that. So if you're gluten-free, say that you're gluten-free. Don't say celiac. And if you are celiac, let the kitchen know you definitely are celiac and be very serious about it.
Okay.
Pet peeve of mine.
This week we've been getting the finalists in for CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
We have. I have been so excited to chat with everyone.
Can I just say as well, I'm so glad that it's a voting competition so we don't have to choose, because they're all such great candidates.
Oh, that would be so hard.
Aren't they all so great?
And I actually was talking to our digital team, Adam, yesterday. We cannot, so once the votes come in next week, we can't touch it at all. So there'll be a 30-minute time frame where you can't vote and you don't know who else is going to drop off, and we have no control over that whatsoever, and we've pretty much been told don't touch it because you might break the system.
Okay.
I was like, okay. We have no control over who is winning at all, which I mean we don't anyway, but just want to really make sure that you know that we can't even log in and see who's where. Like, we're going to have no idea, which I'm kind of excited about too.
I'm glad, because they're such good candidates, it would be way too hard for us to choose. Voting does open Friday if you want to vote, and listen out to this show because we get one on a day this week.
Yeah, so we'll have another teacher announcement later on this morning.
Yep, we had yesterday Mrs. Kelly, Hillcrest Primary.
Oh my God, and how beautiful. The bus driver, Sue from Alderson.
Just to reiterate.
Oh, bless.
Say how good she was, so good on her.
Trivia Trial.
Good morning, by the way. Yeah. We just had a bit of a bounce, so if we're puffed, that is why. Trivia Trial, we're going to ask you a pretty simple question today because we're pretty tired. If you know the answer, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it correctly, you'll go on the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all thanks to Seedhouse Tasmania, healthy feed for your animals, and Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
All right, breathe, Ari.
Oh, honestly, like seriously, so far from dancing.
Also, can we just say we've got a window that leads into the studio next to us with Darren Kerwin sitting in there, and we just do all kinds of wild things.
You know what? He did not.
He doesn't even look anymore. He's immune.
Once.
He's immune. So we've got to up the ante. But anyway, trivia troll. Focus.
Yeah. What's the question today, Adam?
The question is, which team in the AFL currently sits on top of the ladder? That's all we want.
That's all we want. It's pretty easy
and
if you know it.
This is for a prize for $150 to Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
I know. And I mean, it's been pretty chilly lately.
Yeah.
Wood heaters, place to go.
Trivia trial.
1300 655 922. We've got Jared from Devonport on the line to do some trivia. Jared, which AFL team is currently on top of the ladder?
Melbourne Footy Club.
You've done it, Jazza.
Oh, well done. Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw. It will be drawn tomorrow on Prize Giving Friday for the $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Fantastic.
Hey, Jared, could I just ask you one more thing?
Yes.
Other than being called Jazza, what's your pet peeve?
Pet peeve?
Yeah. What annoys you?
Oh.
Go on, be honest with us.
Driving.
Driving, ooh, yeah, can be frustrating.
Yeah, I'm guessing you get a little bit of a traffic rage.
A little bit.
I suppose at least at this time of the morning there's less people out there on the roads.
There is. That's on the morning. Hit music.
Today we're asking, what's your pet peeve? Roz, what's yours?
Rude people. People not being nice to people. Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, okay.
Peace, love and Hare Krishna, that's your motto.
Yeah.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
19th of August, Ari, let's have a look at thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago. Tell me, please.
All right. On this day in 1930, two halves of the Sydney Opera Bridge were joined. Sydney Harbour Bridge, sorry, I should say.
Cool.
Sydney Opera Bridge. Yeah, Sydney Harbour Bridge was officially conjoined on this day.
Very cool.
1930. On this day in 1961, Four Corners began on ABC television. It's officially the longest running Australian television show in history.
Sorry, what TV show?
Four Corners on ABC? Like investigative reports?
Nope, no idea what you're talking
about. You've never heard of Four Corners. Have you never heard of Four Corners?
No. Should I?
Well, it's the longest running Australian television show in history.
Yeah, but it's on ABC.
It's still on. But yeah, I mean, a lot of people have heard of it, though.
No idea.
Okay.
Sorry.
When there's a scandal or something, a lot of it's because Four Corners had a story about it last night. Now it's a big scandal.
Oh, I wasn't in like 60 Minutes or something. I know that show.
Yeah.
I live under a rock, Adam.
Sort of like a 60 Minutes in a way, but it's been on for longer. And
so you know how everyone's like, you're such a positive person, you're so hyper, and like, you know, talking about me. It's because I just don't, I block it all out. I don't need negativity in my life.
Yeah, and you think Four Corners is too negative?
Probably.
What about 60 Minutes?
I also don't watch that, but obviously it comes up on the ads.
Okay. In 1975, on this day, Alex Stepney, a goalkeeper for Manchester United, soccer team, dislocated his jaw while yelling at a teammate.
That would be so painful.
That's a proper yell, isn't it? That's a proper yell.
That's a one big yell. Do you reckon he won a Guinness Book of Records for that?
For most dislocated jaw while yelling?
Wasn't valid because no one was present.
Yeah, you have to have officials there.
We've learnt.
Yeah. On this day in 2008, The Fame, Lady Gaga's very first album, was released.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I love this song.
Lady Gaga was unleashed to the world on this day in 2008.
I love Gaga.
It took me a while.
You had to watch her movie, the recent movie, hey?
Yeah.
To
Star Is Born.
Yeah,
Star Is Born sold me
Gaga.
On her. So I quite like her acting.
Oh, how sad is that movie, honestly?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, but I don't know. That Bradley Cooper character is a bit of an idiot anyway. I'm rooting for Gaga in it anyway. I'm not rooting for him.
Yeah, true. Very true.
And on this day in 2020, Apple became the first US company to be valued at $2 trillion.
Whoa, cash money.
2 years after it just reached $1 trillion in value.
Wow. A
couple of years later, $2 trillion.
You know why? It's because when you get a new phone, they always change, like, the charging port.
Ooh.
Can't use that charger now.
Wow, conspiracy theorist.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello
Good
there.
Good morning. Yes, it is CFM's Adam and Ari for breakie.
Let us know on Facebook at CFM Tasmania what's your pet peeve, because what are we calling it? Oh, through with all this Thursday.
We don't have a weekly Thursday theme, so we're kind of going with the flow. If you have any suggestions for us for next week, also let us know.
Because at the moment it's themeless Thursday.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We're officially calling Thursday Throw It All on the Table Thursday.
We sure are.
There are some funny comments in here, so thank you for making our day. Gemma Davison, not related to you, by the way, Adam, has commented a meme on there, and it's, welcome to adulthood. You get mad when they rearrange the grocery store now.
Oh, yeah, that's frustrating.
That's the worst. Where is it?
Where is it?
It was here yesterday, I swear.
Why did they put it there?
That is so true. Yeah, adult life.
True. There's ones about, you know, driving slow in the right-hand lane.
Yeah.
Driving down to Hobart and you've got to overtake people, but they're driving slow in that lane. I mean, we're talking 30K under the speed limit and stuff.
Yep. I know that does get a lot of people going. Alex has commented, I have so many pet peeves, I could open a pet shop.
That's a good one. Very good. Well, feel free to call us in with a list, 1-300-655-922.
It's just so good. Yeah, I feel ya.
There's a very, very specific one from Jody. People who advertise on Marketplace to sell something, then never reply to your message. It gets my goat, or buyers who don't show up after arranging a time and day. Obviously, Jody's had some bad times on Marketplace.
Marketplace, when you're selling something and it's already super cheap, it's like, yeah, I'm selling this for $10. And then the buyer rocks up like, I've got five. It's like, I'm selling it for 10.
That's
already hugely discounted.
That's a D move.
Yeah.
Also, that bites me. Millie doesn't like it when people put food in the microwave uncovered.
Ooh, pet peeve for the station. Just a reminder. So thank you for that. Don't reheat seafood in a workplace microwave.
Yeah. People
or like
that.
Really anything that has a really, really strong smell.
Yeah.
Mainly salmon, mainly talking about Mark Vernon, sales manager of CFM.
Oh, you're having a go.
Name drop.
Does he put fish in there?
He loves a bit of salmon and it just stinks out the kitchen. And my office is really close to the kitchen, by the way. That's why.
What about the air freshener in the toilet?
Oh, and there's that too. Just spray it once.
It makes it smell worse, that air freshener in the toilet.
It actually gives me asthma.
We had Alex comment saying he could open a pet store with all his pet peeves. He's emailed us and given us a suggestion for Thursday's theme, hasn't he? Hi, guys. How about Thickhead Thursday? Stories of people doing stupid things. I think we'll try it next Thursday.
I kind of love it. And if you've got any stupid ideas for us to do, bring it on.
Please contact us.
I've got a free weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Ari, you have a dog, don't you? Named Santiago.
Yes, Adam.
She's a little golden retriever. So you're obviously a dog lover.
I'm a dog mum, for sure, yeah.
Now, do you get upset if things happen to dogs in films?
Yes, in films.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course. You know this. Like, I cry. Like, seriously cry if a dog gets hurt in a movie.
Well, there's a website that's been established for people like you.
Oh, my God, is there?
It's called doesthedogdie.com.
Oh, my God, and you can find out if the dog dies before you watch the movie?
Yep.
This is the best!
So it's full of spoilers because it tells you whether or not...
Yeah, I love a spoiler.
There's also other lists of, you know, what else happens to other animals and stuff. But, yeah, it's mainly there for, you know, you can find out if an animal dies, if a dog dies, if there are bugs, if there are snakes... If there's a dead animal, if a horse dies, a cat dies, if there's spiders in the film,
wow.
If there's dog fighting, if animals are abused, if a dragon dies.
A dragon. I'm personally not worried about a dragon dying, but I mean, it is still sad.
Yeah. So
if they are the monster,
if you know,
it's still
if you
sad.
Know there's a with oh you're talking about a dragon.
Yeah.
Even if they're the baddie.
Yeah. And how cute is the three-headed puppy in Harry Potter? I'm like, hello, darling.
It doesn't die, does it?
I don't think so, no.
It's happy.
Oh, I don't think so.
But what about the dragon that you have to slay to get to the princess?
I mean, it's 2021. That princess can look after herself.
She could slay her own dragons. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just climb out the window. She'll be right. But that poor dragon.
Do you reckon you use this website?
I actually think I will because I love to know what happens in a movie, whereas my partner is like, I'm not telling you.
Yeah,
but I don't know if I'm going to like the movie. Tell me what happens.
Yeah.
So we have it's probably his pet peeve, to be honest.
Okay.
Then I'm like, tell me now.
Well, that's today's dog news. Doesthedogdie.com. You can visit if you're worried about a dog being in a film and whether or not it gets hurt.
I love that.
Song snag.
It is indeed time for song snag. Adam has scratched up a particular favourite song. If you can guess it, give us a call on 1-300-655-922. If you get it correctly, we'll chuck you in the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella, which you know is our absolute favourite because you do get a free bicky with your coffee. And not only that, they do have their Wednesday waffle special between 3 and 4 p.m. on Wednesdays only. You can get 25% off waffles.
Yummy.
Yummy. Alrighty, what is the song? What? Give me... No, that's wrong. Give me the snagged song, Adam.
All right, here it is, Ari. What's he saying? Me doodie? Me do dare?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, me do that. me do that.
Song snag.
1-300-655-922. We got Sheena on the line to guess this song. What do you reckon, Sheena?
Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
Pretty sure that's right, Sheena.
Yeah, congratulations. We'll chuck you on the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on Westella.
Awesome.
Hit music. Music.
We are asking at 1-300-655-922, what's your pet peeve? Sarah from Mercy Community Care, what's yours, man?
I feel like just like pedestrians, they're a pet peeve. They walk in front of cars.
Yeah,
they
they're
do.
They're a bit of a pet peeve.
Okay, we'll claim it. Pet peeve, pedestrians.
CFM's Apple for the Teacher.
All right, we have on the line teacher Phil Wallace from Andrews Creek Primary.
How you going?
Good. Any idea why we might be calling?
I don't think I've entered any competitions lately. No, not really.
Well, we have CFM's Apple for the Teacher running at the moment. It's yes, all about shining a light on great teachers.
Right.
And you've been nominated quite a few times.
Oh, have I?
Adam and I have had to sit down and read through all of the nominations that have come through and pick our favourite five.
Right.
And guess what?
Oh, no, I've snagged one.
You've snagged a spot.
Ooh, I don't know if it's embarrassing or I'm a bit speechless, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I don't think it's embarrassing.
No, I think it's something you're proud of. It sounds like you've changed a few lives. The one that we've got here that stood out the most was one that says, our son Lucas went through a traumatic experience last year when he was attacked by a shark near Stanley. And it says his teacher, Mr. Wallace, has been a great influence on him at school as a teacher and as a friend. The friendship apparently consists of a lot of banter about football.
Yeah.
Lucas has thrived with Mr. Wallace as his teacher. He's getting his confidence back with Mr. Wallace pushing him to be his best inside and outside the classroom. Lucas gave up football because of his injuries, but with Mr. Wallace encouraging him, he's back playing and loves it.
Yep, I can attest to all of that because that's one of the success stories I've had, actually. He was pretty rattled, actually, as you can imagine, being dragged by a great white shark.
Yeah.
I've got him back into football, and he's actually trying out for a representative team.
There you go.
I elected him, and I encouraged him to do that. And he actually came back to me and said, I think I really want to play football again. I just thought, well, mate, you've got the skills, you've got the desire and all that. I think he just needed that little bit of encouragement to get back on the wagon, so to speak.
Yeah.
I make a real effort to talk to the parents and to the children to try and establish that relationship and also to let them know that I do care about them and I want them to succeed as best they can.
Yeah.
So what happens now?
So you're in the running, one in five chance, which is really good, to win an Apple iPad, an 11-inch Apple iPad with 128 gigabytes.
Sounds
exciting. Yeah, and every student, if you win in your class, will also win Apple AirPods.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, which, so it's a pretty big deal, especially this year with us actually going through and reading through all the nominations. Mm-hmm. I mean, just becoming a finalist is absolutely huge as well. And we just want to say congratulations and good luck for voting. It opens on Friday at 10 a.m. Not long now.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been a teacher for?
Oh, I started teaching in 1992, so it's 29 years.
Yeah, I was 1 year old and Ari wasn't born yet.
Yeah, I know. I was
Adam, don't rub it in.
I know.
So how long have you been there at Andrews Creek Primary?
This is my first year.
Oh.
Okay.
I transferred in from Devonport Primary. This is my first year here.
And how are you finding it? Because Andrews Creek Primary is a smaller school?
Yeah. I'm loving it, actually. Because of that, one of that reasons is being a bit smaller school, you get to know the children more intimately and you can start to establish those relationships, and the grounds and the rest of the staff are just fantastic.
Yeah. And what grade do you teach?
5-6.
Okay. And how many kids are in the class?
I have got 26 lovely children.
That's pretty standard size
small
class. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. I was thinking it was way smaller. I don't know why.
No.
Congratulations. There's a lot of nominations that came through for you, but that one about Lucas definitely stood out.
I feel really proud about that because, he's been through a lot, and I just want him to be successful and happy and all that. So
yeah, well, you've definitely had an impact, and I guess this is a way for all of us to say thank you for that as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, and good luck on Friday.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes.
Good morning. Happy Thursday. We're so close to the weekend, which means today is a great day.
Can you actually believe tomorrow's Friday?
I actually can't. My days have been all out of whack since we've been doing this show. Yeah. To be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if I rocked up on Saturday like, ads, where are ya?
That'd be pretty funny.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Feeding you free stuff.
Load it up with the Coast's best free stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
They are jam-packed with the Coast's best free stuff. We're going to mix things up a little bit to Koosh. Where are you this morning and what do you have on board?
Good morning, guys. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser at the Somerset Medical Centre. On board, I've got flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk, toy trains and stickers thanks to Tazrail, and fresh bread thanks to Cripps Masterloaf. So come and see me. I'm at the Somerset Medical Centre in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical.
Wonderful. Thank you, Takesha. Okay, Adam, we've got a pretty important gal out and about in the Devonport CFM Cruiser. It is indeed Delilah's 21st birthday today. And she still came to work. We're very proud and excited. So if you go see Delilah, who is coming up next, make sure you say happy 21st birthday. Delilah, where are you? And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Delilah.
Hey, thank you so much. I am at JMC on Don Road in Devonport today. And I have a bunch of goodies with me as usual. We have fresh bread from Cripps. We have Dinky Koala Farts Eucalyptus Spray, which kills 99% of germs and cleans and freshens. And we also have pregnancy and lactation biscuits from Franjo's Kitchen, who specialise in all things pregnancy and lactation by the looks. They do crackers and muesli. So come on down to JMC Cars in Devonport on Don Road and see me on my 21st birthday. Hey. For the next 15 minutes. I'll be here giving away the Coast's best free stuff in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Devonport.
I absolutely love it. Biggest happy birthday, Delilah. Thank you so much for still coming to work today.
Did you get her anything?
Oh, that was my gift.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
19th of August, a few birthdays happening around the coast today. They've all been submitted to the website cfmtaz.com.au via the CFM birthday book. So they're all in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Peppermint Parties. Peppermint Parties is marquee photo booth, disco dome hire and plenty more. Alrighty, here we got.
We've got a long list here, Adam.
Alright, we better get going then. Tira Lee Kiampa from Somerset, happy birthday to my daughter, Tira. I hope you enjoy your special day. Love from Mum.
There's an Ari in there.
There you go. Ari Scollier from Burnie. Happy 6th birthday, buddy. You listen to the birthday book every morning. Oh,
happy birthday.
Counting down the days until it's your turn. Well, it's your turn today. So extra special happy birthday, Ari.
Yeah.
Your very own birthday book. We love you very much from Mum, Dad and Ella. We've also got Immy Thorpe from Devonport. Happy birthday, Immy. The big 7 this Woo. Year. And me and Daddy hope you have a wonderful birthday. We love you. Harlan Johnson, couple for Harlan. One from... Mum and Dad, happy first birthday to our happy little Harlan.
I actually know Harlan. Happy birthday, Harlan! Oh my God, can't believe you're one!
And also, happy first birthday to our happy little boy, Harlan. Love from Mum and Dad. There's two from Mum and Dad.
Yeah, she also forgot and put it on a different date as well, but that's fine. We love you, Bree.
Harlan Johnson from Sprayton, happy first birthday. Just did that one. Sorry about that. Kim Wiseman from Burnie. Happy birthday, Kimette. Lots of love. Brooke, Sarah, Jodes, Kate, Karen, Lily, MJ. See you tonight.
Another one for her?
Yes, another one for Kim Wiseman from Burnie. Happy birthday, Fred. Lots of love, Phil, Brandon and Harley.
Woof. Feel like you're getting tired. I'm going to take over. All right, a huge happy birthday for Blue Osborne from Devonport. Happy 5th birthday, Blue. You are a little ray of sunshine. Dylan from Penguin, happy birthday, Dool. I hope you have a great day. Lots of love from Kirsty with a couple kisses there. Trudy Morrison from Port Sorrel, happy 50th Elizabeth, Trudy. Hope you are having the most amazing day. Best time away, sorry. Love, Mum and Dad. Trudy, again, happy birthday. Happy 50th. Auntie Trudy, don't drink too much from your favourite nephew, Lockie. Lockie must know you pretty well. And have a sparkling for us. Another one for Trudy Morrison, Port Sorrell. Happy 50th birthday from your favourite brother-in-law. Another one for Trudy. Happy 50th, you old fart. Don't get drunk, or we know you will. Love from your number one nephew. There's a few number one nephews there. Delilah McGill from Sassafras. Cruise across lady's birthday. God, she's a good one, and I love her from her boyfriend, 21. Deanna from Ulverston. Happy birthday, Nanny D. We love you lots. Hope you have a great day. Love Xavier, Ruby, and Ellie. And another one from Delilah. My goodness, I love this lady. I hope she has the best bloody day ever. Thank you, Delilah, for being such a perfect lady in my life. Love you, Delilah. Love, Loggy.
Myself and Ari, we go down to the Northwest Thunder Games every home game.
Yeah, you're the DJ and I'm the hype gal. Yeah. Pretty consistent with pretty much our mornings.
Show. Yeah. But obviously, we haven't been there in more than a month. They haven't played any games in more than a month with the COVID lockdowns. And apparently, they're not really any closer at the moment to knowing what the rest of the plan is for the season. The whole story is up at our website, cfmtaz.com.au. But disappointing because they're fun, aren't they?
And it is great to be out and about in the community as well. It's when we get to hang out with beautiful people like Eva and the fam and everyone that also donates their time doing all the corporate food boxes like Chantel. So, yeah, it is a little bit sad for us when we can't get out and about and, hang out with our local community as well.
Yes.
Our friends.
So our thoughts are with them and I hope we hear some news about it.
Word sandwich.
More.
All right, this is where we give you two words. You need to guess the word that goes in the middle. If you do know it, call us at 1-300-655-922. And if you get it correctly, and it's the word that we chose, we'll pop you in the draw to win $50. $50 voucher to spend at House of Amber's Cafe so that you can try out the new House of Amber's winter menu.
Thea, where are you at?
Your words for today are motor and bar.
Motor and bar.
Motor and bar.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We've got Abby from Burnie on the line. Thea, give her the words again.
Your words for today are motor and bar.
What do you reckon, Abby?
Is it bike?
It's not bike. It's not bike, Abby. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. 1-300-655-922. Mel from East Devonport. Here's your words.
Your words for today are motor and bar.
What do you reckon?
Bike?
It's not bike.
It's not bike.
Thanks for playing.
Sorry, Mel.
That's all right.
Bye.
Cheers. See ya. 1-300-655-922. We've got Nathan from Devonport. Here's the words again.
Your words for today are motor and bar.
What do you reckon, Nath?
Is it sport?
Oh! Word for my sandwich is sports. Motorsports. Sports bar.
Good on you, Nathan. Nice work.
Perfect. Thank you.
Congratulations. We'll chuck you in the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at House of Amber's.
Hit music. Music.
We're joined by Steve Martin. Steve, welcome to Adam and Ari for Breakfast.
Oh, look, since Lee and Jess has met, this is an upgrade. No,
this is
great.
You're welcome.
Leather chair, a glass of sparkling water.
See?
This is wonderful. We never got that with Lee and Jess.
Ooh.
Well, they're big shoes to fill, so we had to just step the extra mile.
So true. Alrighty, Steve. So we attended the Toast for Kids charity gala event on the weekend. One, thank you so much. It was absolutely fantastic. We had so much
fun.
We
love galas, don't we?
We do love a gala. Mm. We love dressing up.
Yeah, love frocking up, as I used to say.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a great night. We sold out. There was around about 225 people there. The band was rocking the collection and having Brett Budgeon up from Hobart to help with the band. That was great. Food was wonderful.
It was so good.
Hussein Taz did his treat with that. And by all accounts, the strong positive feedback on all the events that went on that night.
On Sunday as well, something pretty massive launched.
Yes, we launched the Help Babies Learn project. Now, that's where we're looking at creating a Tasmanian authored and illustrated and published storybook aimed at 0 to 3 newborn families around the state, and they will be giving that book free of charge. Now, we've got prize-winning creators in Anne Morgan, who's an author,
mm-hmm.
Lives in Bruny Island, by the way.
Oh, awesome.
And illustrator Narelda Joy, who lives in Sisters Beach. They've now come on board with the project.
Yep.
They're looking at ideas on what the storyline should be, what the illustrations will be, and we're looking at incorporating Tasmanian fauna in the book as well, and some other little bits and pieces that they're talking about, but we won't elaborate on.
Raising the kids on some Tasmania.
It's a sense of pride, sense of place that we're looking mm-hmm. at, but it's also about reading aloud to your child from the day one, every day, and that's the point of the project, to lift our literacy levels in Tasmania. Mm-hmm. Only 50% of us have the normal literacy to be able to fill out forms and read the daily newspaper, etc., and understand what's going on. The other 50% don't. It will benefit those who have low literacy skills to grow with their child
yeah.
at the same time, and it creates that strong bond and wanting, etc.
Yeah.
So it is so important between 0 to 3 to expose the child to language, sound, colours, shapes, sizes,
yeah.
even texture. So the baby's brain grows and connects all those neurons because in the first 3 years, the baby's brain grows to 80% of its adult size. And it's an investment in their future.
Mm-hmm.
And the Help Babies Learn is about a village raising a child.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, we released our GoFundMe page, which allows any Tasmanian business to actually contribute towards the cost of being able to publish the book,
yeah.
which is a little bit down the track.
Yeah.
Raise some funds. GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. Help Babies Learn.
Yeah, yep, Help Babies Learn. Keep us posted as well how much you raised with the Toast for Kids too. We'll be curious to know. Sounds like a lot.
it'll be great. There's 16 school breakfast clubs out there that we're helping support, and, you know, it's important that kids, when they go to school, have some food in their tummy so they're ready to learn instead of feeling, geez, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And concentrating
nothing
on being hungry.
Makes it a lot harder. As an adult, nothing is worse than trying to concentrate when you're hungry.
So if you had it your way, kids would have a full stomach with a book in the hand.
My word, they would do.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast Thursday morning.
Good.
What are you doing?
I'm reading judo buns.
Yeah, well, the reason she's reading them is because we've got Chris Palmer coming up. We're going to interview him on the phone about tonight's self-defence course kicking off in Alveston. It's a 4-week course and we want to know more about it. Judo
chop! Well, I did a few karate lessons.
Did you get a belt?
I didn't even get an outfit.
Not even like a leather belt?
No, I mean, I did literally a few. Like, I reckon I went to 3 karate lessons.
Mm.
Judo chop!
Yeah. It is really fun, though.
Yeah, you're
really
thinking fun. About doing it. Are you going to head down tonight?
I would 100% do it, but it's at 6:30.
Yeah, breakfast radio people.
And we had a late night last night.
Breakfast radio people are in bed and asleep by 3 p.m. sharp.
Actually, you are.
Yeah, sometimes it's true.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm really tired today. I just think I'm going to be hopeless tomorrow if I go tonight.
Yeah, well, but maybe it'll energise you.
But I do really want to do it because it's self-defence, and I hate having to run to the bin in the dark with that dog poo in the bin, like in the bag, running to the bin, because in Turner's Beach, where the bin is, it's pitch black.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So on the line we have Chris Palmer, involved with the Ulverston Judo Club. Now, can you tell us about what kicks off today, Chris?
Yeah, tonight we've got, each year we run in our calendar, we always try and do a self-defence course because we've got a lot of inquiries, mainly women, because, you know, the blokes are a little bit shy and stuff like that, but and think they know most of the stuff, but you can always learn something. So they ask about self-defence. So we run a 4-week course for self-defence starting tonight, and it goes for a bit over an hour at Ulverston Clubhouse, which is the first basketball hall of the Recreation Centre. We've got mm-hmm. the circus next to us, and we take the other half. So it's a good setup.
Yeah, wonderful. So as a woman myself, learning how to do self-defence is quite important in my eyes, just for simple things like I walk the dog at night and it's dark, and knowing self-defence would give me a little bit more confidence so I don't have to run to the bin to put the dog poo in the bin and then run back because it's pitch black.
Yeah, it's also a defence course. So what it does, it makes you aware of things. It gives you a something that you're able to use. Like we've had people do the courses that are teachers in schools, and they have been approached and attacked by some young students. Well, they know straight away what to do. And
yep.
And it's been very helpful there. To start with, we work on balance. We work on a little bit of stretching, but it's only basic, right? So our course is only basic. But
so if you're smaller and you do a self-defence course, you're learning how to defend yourself against someone that is also bigger and be able to get away?
Oh, no problems at all. Yeah. No, that's the way we do it, you know. So it's, you, somebody pushes you, you don't stand there and try and push them back. You know, somebody big comes towards you, you push, turn, and either get out of the way, or as they come, they'll keep going forward, and you might just throw them over, or they might trip over, or something like that, because you've used their body and their power, and they've come towards you. So, you know, it's use it to your advantage.
Yeah, it's definitely a smart way. Instead of just, you know, obviously fighting back with anger is not going to do anything anyway, and it is a self defence course. So, your main aim is to, you know, get out of the way.
Yeah. So it is. It's very good. So anyone can come along, like a mature 12 to 13 year old girl or a boy can come along, you know. You know, we can look after them, no problems. Some mothers bring their daughters, you know, like if you work hard enough, you might even have a set of abs or something at the end of the day.
Wonderful.
Okay. Well, thanks, Chris, for joining us. It's a 4-week course starting tonight at 6:30.
So when we look it up, we've got it on our web page, you know, like www.olvisonjudoclub.org, and that shows you an email, olvisonjudoclub@gmail.com. Then they can register their interest, or we can do it all tonight at the Olveston Judo Club Rec Centre in Olveston. And we're starting at, we want to start the class at 6:30, so someone will be there from 6 to try and sign everyone in, and we'll go from there.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your time, Chris. Appreciate it.
Well, we might see you there, eh?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty keen.
Very good.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's the end of the episode.
The end.
Thanks for listening. What happened to yesterday's episode? It's not up online.
Oh, I wonder what happened there.
Did we get cancelled?
No.
Always wanted to be cancelled.
No, we didn't get cancelled.
What are you talking to me?
What are you talking to me? No, definitely not cancelled. Just maybe hit the line a little. Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.